Hello and welcome to Ask the Coach. I'm Kirsten Todd, your coach here at Hooked on Running. Talking to you today about time trials. We've been using quite a lot of time trials in training at the moment, just due to the pandemic situation and no races to be had. So it's been really good just to give a little bit of structure to training programs, a little bit of direction and some goal setting. But even, you know, in different situations where we're not on no race mode, I think time trials are a really, really important part of your training. They can help you determine realistic goals. They might show you that your goal pace is a bit enthusiastic, or they might show you that, you know, with the right training, your goal pace for a longer race could actually be a bit slicker than you think. They also help show you your progress if you do them fairly regularly, and they can help determine an appropriate training pace. A time trial is actually, like, it's a really good conditioning session in itself. It's also as close to racing as you're going to get without actually racing. And so, you know, running at race or near race pace is really good practice, and it's really good conditioning because you're going to need to deliver that on race day. Helps you both physically and mentally. Because they're challenging, they're going to really help with mental toughness. But if you're doing, say, a 3K or a 5K time trial, which is what we tend to do, you can recover from them fairly quickly. I usually do 3K time trials, but I have started with some 5K time trials just due to, you know, the fact that there's no races, which have been great. Some of our runners have actually done what's in effect half marathon or full marathon time trials, which is pretty tough. But that's really more just because they have chosen it to keep training for races that had been cancelled. I would never advise you to do a half marathon or maybe a half marathon time trial if you're a seasoned marathoner, but yeah, no need to do a marathon time trial. It takes too long to recover from those things. A 5K time trial is a lot tougher than a 3K time trial, and like it's 66% further after all. So it's mentally very tough. That 4K is really hard to push yourself through. So you want to have done a few 3K time trials before you try a 5K time trial. As I said, time trials are a really good practice for races, but they don't have as much stress and nerves of the race, no last minute toilet stops. And they're easy to recover from. They're not going to interrupt your training. So you can do them frequently. And if you need lots of racing practice, that's absolute gold. For a longer race, such as a marathon, a 10K time trial can be appropriate, but I would rather see you do a 10 to 15K race or maybe even a half marathon in your training if that sort of fits in, maybe as well as a 10K time trial or two, just for some racing practice. But if you're training for a marathon, you should be able to handle a 10K time trial without too much interruption to the rest of your training. It does mean that you're going to do the time trial on tired legs, though, which is also quite good because your last 10K of a marathon is going to definitely be on tired legs. But let's just stick to, say, 3 and 5K time trials at the moment, because the time trialing for a marathon is a very different beast. You can experiment with them. That's a really good thing. Because they're practice for a race, you can experiment and play with around them and see what works best for you. You can kind of see where you might have any weak spots mentally and physically and then address them. You might see from a time trial what race tactics suit you best. And you can also take notice of what's going on in your head during a time trial, which might give you a bit of a clue of what to focus on. So there's a few different ways you can do a time trial. I mean, basically, it's about covering a set distance in the shortest period of time. But, you know, you can use successive time trials to get a handle on the best way for you to do that. So first up, you could try pacing yourself, just hitting the same pace every kilometre or even like every 500 metres split. So let's say you're aiming at a 5 minutes a kilometre pace, then every 500 metres is going to be half that time, so 2.5 minutes. And you're aiming for a 4 minute kilometre pace, every 500 metres is going to be 2 minutes. And if that turns out to be a bit fast, no harm done. You can just adjust next time. And then the beauty of treating it as a pacing exercise is that you just get to know what a certain pace feels like. So once, let's say, you know, that sort of figure plucked out of the air, 5 minutes a kilometre pace feels like, then you can dial it up or down and know how your body's going to respond to that. So how do you determine what's a realistic pace for a time trial? Well, you can look at past time trials, obviously. But if this is your first one, look at what you've been doing in training, and you've got to know sort of how you felt. So, for example, if you've been doing 10 3-minute repeats at 7 out of 10 with a couple of minutes active recovery in between, you've been doing those at 5-minute K pace. 5-minute K pace is a pretty good, risk for your time trial. But if you'd say you've been able to do 5-minute efforts, but your recovery has been almost at walking pace to keep those 5-minute efforts going, you might want to just dial it back a little bit, because 15 minutes at 5-minute a K pace is different to having only 3 minutes and then a couple of minutes break in between. If you're running at a pace that is pushing you to the edge of your fitness limits, you're going to find that you're feeling like it's getting a lot harder, even though you're not going that much faster. And that's where mental toughness comes in. So it's good to sort of take note of when and if that happens in a time trial and how you react to it. If all you think about is, will this ever end? You might need to work on building some more resilience. So maybe some harder workouts before your next time trial, or it might just be that you're having a bad day. But take note of how you felt going into the time trial, what sort of training you've been doing around it, and how you feel during and after it. And that can just help you kind of dial into what you liked, like how you like to tune up mentally. You might have just gone into the time trial mentally fatigued, and that can be really quite debilitating. Like, you might have just had a busy few days at work, kids are stressing you out. You might have just had a couple of nights where you haven't slept very well. So all that sort of stuff can help you look at how to do it better next time. Another way to work a time trial is to practice a negative split. So that's when you go faster in the second half of the race than the first half. And it's definitely the way I prefer people to race, because as you fatigue, your running efficiency decreases, which basically means you have to put in more perceived effort for the same result. So it feels much harder. So think of it this way. Let's say you're running a 10K race and you do 50 minutes. If you hit 5 minutes a K every kilometre, it's going to be much easier mentally for you than if, say, you start out at 4:45. You might maintain that 4:45 pace for the first 5K, but after that, you're going to start gradually getting slower. If you're capable of a 50-minute 10K, if you're capable of a faster 10K, you're obviously not going to get slower. But let's say that, your capability is about 5 minutes a K. By blowing up too soon, you're just going to go slower and slower and slower and slower as you get towards the end, and it's going to feel worse and worse and worse for you mentally. No, you don't want to be putting in more effort for not a faster speed, which is what's going to happen. You'll probably be putting in more effort and you're actually going to be slowing down. The other thing is, you don't want to go too slowly at the start of a time trial, just to negative split it. If you can manage it so that your last couple of K, maybe about 10, 5 to 10 seconds faster than the first part of your race, then you've worked it pretty hard. And then you can tweak that next time you do the time trial. The main thing with time trial is being mindful of how you feel when you're doing them. The other way you can do a time trial, and I wouldn't do this until you've actually done a few, but you can test how fast you can actually go. You can go out hard and see if you can hang on. It's risky to do that in a race, obviously, because you might blow up and run a lot slower race than you otherwise would have. But in a time trial, it doesn't matter. You can just walk off, tail between your legs, and go home. If you blow up, it really doesn't matter. And if it's over a relatively short distance, it's not going to interfere with your training if you do it pretty hard. So you can use them to see if you're ready to aim for a faster race pace. They're really going to test what you're capable of. But it is better, as I say, to have done a few time trials when you've been concentrating on your pacing. So you'll just have a better chance then of judging what you might be capable of. So if you ran 5K in your previous time trial and you've been training well and you feel like you've had a bit of reserve in that last time trial, you might be ready to see if you can hold 4:55 or even 4:50 if you really wanted to test yourself. But if you were struggling to hold 5 minutes a K and you taper it off a little bit, even at the end of your previous time trial, just concentrate on trying to get 5 minutes a K pace before you step it up again. And also, if you're doing that sort of time trial while you're really, really throwing down the gauntlet, you're going to need to probably build a bit more recovery into your training plan. And this is, again, you can take some note about how you're feeling mentally or physically at that sort of maximum 3K effort. I know I've been banging on about sort of taking note of how you feel, but you also need to take a note of sort of What do you think is making you feel like that? So you might go into a time trial with really good vibes. It might be just something as simple as a sunny day. And, you know, if you're struggling a little bit with time trials, you know, doing a time trial on a sunny day is going to make you feel good. You might actually just need to juggle your training around a little bit and not do a time trial if it's raining. I'm saying that only if you're struggling with negativity around time trials, because you want to sort of set yourself up for success. But look, if you've got no problems with time trials, do one on a rainy day, because you never know what race day is going to throw up to you weather-wise. I can give you advice based on what's going to sort of work best physically for you, based on just, you know, like sort of the science of running, and also my years of experience of running myself and other sports and coaching other people. But at the end of the day, you know how you feel, and you'll have an idea if you're not feeling great, you'll have an idea if you're feeling good, and you'll have some idea of what works best for you. Even pace, negative split, or testing yourself, or it might be a bit of a combination. You might do a negative split time trial and then an even pacing the next one, and then test yourself on the next one. If you're always questioning the wisdom of doing a time trial when you're only halfway through, you've got to try to build some resilience into your training. We might need to work on doing some harder interval workouts before you actually hit your next time trial. It's pretty normal to be looking forward to getting to the end when you're about three quarters of the way through. But if you dead set want to stop and you start to sort of talk yourself out of completing the workout, and if that happens a lot, then we need to address that. You're the one who knows how you feel, and you're the one that's going to have an idea of what's going on. So if you make a note and you can look back on that and try, and we can sort of try and work things out, then that's a real value of a time trial. And don't think you're going to remember, because you won't. So you've got to write it down. After your time trial, make sure that you take a moment to reflect on how you felt, how it went, and how, even if you didn't have the best time trial you've ever had, it was a deposit in the bank. Because you can learn a lot from time trials, and then you can use that to help you get the best from yourself further down the track. So I don't really believe there's such a thing as a bad time trial. You might not go as fast as you'd planned, or you might not go as fast as a previous time trial, but if you're learning from it, it's invaluable. So keep that in mind next time you're going into your time trial with a little bit of trepidation, and don't be too nervous about it. It's race practice, and it's going to be an invaluable experience for you.